This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. J. Shankar, has asserted that India has the right to defend its people against terrorism and will exercise it. Addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting in Moscow, Russia, Dr. Jaishankar said, "The world must show zero tolerance for terrorism in its all forms and manifestations."
The SCO was founded to combat the three evils of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. These threats have become even more serious in the years that have passed. It is imperative that the world display zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. There can be no justification, no looking away, and no whitewashing. As India has demonstrated, we have the right to defend our people against terrorism and will exercise it.
The External Affairs Minister further said that humanitarian cooperation is crucial in an era marked by climate change, pandemics, and conflicts. He highlighted that as a civilizational state, India strongly believes that people-to-people exchanges lie at the core of any genuine relationship. The External Affairs Minister also said that India is willing to extend its considerable experience of heritage conservation in Southeast Asia to Central Asia. Dr. Jaishankar said that India believes that SCO must adapt to the changing global landscape, develop an expanded agenda, and reform its working methods. The crop loss due to wild animal attacks and paddy inundation will now be covered under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry said that under the revised framework, crop loss due to wild animal attack will now be recognized as the fifth add-on cover under the localized risk category, while paddy inundation reintroduced under localized calamity. The ministry said states will notify the list of wild animals responsible for crop damage and identify vulnerable districts or insurance units based on historical data. It said that farmers will be required to report losses within 72 hours using the crop insurance app by uploading geotagged photographs. The decision will be rolled out from Kharif 2026. In Bihar, newly elected MLAs of NDA will meet in Patna tomorrow to elect their leaders. All 202 newly elected MLAs from the five NDA parties, BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will attend the meeting and elect the alliance leader. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya as the observer for the election of the BJP Legislature Party leader. In addition, Union Minister Arjun Ram Meghawal and former Union Minister Sadhvi Niranjan Jyoti have been appointed as co-observers. In a significant development in anti-Maoist operations, six Maoists, including top commander Madhavi Hidaba, were killed in a pre-dawn encounter in the Maridumilli forest near the Andhra-Chhattisgarh-Odisha tri-junction in Alluri-Sita-Ramaraju district, Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh Director General of Police Harish Kumar Gupta said the encounter took place following credible intelligence about the group's movement. He added that no security personnel were injured during the operation. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued advisory to all private satellite TV channels regarding telecast of sensitive content related to recent incident of Red Fort car bomb blast. The ministry said it has come to its notice that some news channels have been broadcasting content related to alleged persons involving in car bomb blast case justifying their acts of violence, as well as information about how to make explosive materials. Indian shooters today secured a double podium finish by winning gold and bronze medals in 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at 25th D Olympics in Tokyo. The duo of Dhanush Srikant and Mahesh Sandhu defeated South Korean duo by 17-7 in the gold match. And that's the end of the news bulletin.